questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining us in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Noor Muhammad, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you, and of course, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. The question today, dear Sheikh, is about an act that many Muslims have taken to doing, many Shia Muslims especially, and that is doing good deeds on behalf of Sahib al-Zaman, the Imam al-Mahdi, ajalaha ta'ala farjuhu sharif. And today I would like to talk about donating, doing charity on behalf of the Imam. What is the meaning of this? Normally when we pay charity, it is either to do daf'a bala'. We want to protect ourselves, our families, from any potential harm and danger by giving a sadaqah. That's the whole idea of doing a sadaqah. And also to get some thawab. So why are we doing the same thing for the Imam, who is an infallible, he's a ma'asum, he is the closest one of us to God? He doesn't really need our charity now, does he, dear Sheikh? So why then are we doing charity on behalf of the Imam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that paying charity in behalf of Imam al-Mahdi for the sake of protection of him, and sometimes praying for the safeguard of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have plenty of narrations of Ahlul Bayt in this regard. And in different supplications and the, you know, let's say prayers for Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, the last savior of humanity, we have many, you know, emphasis and encouragement for the people to have this kind of charity and prayer for the, reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, and for the safeguard of Imam al-Mahdi from all evil actions and all, you know, transgressors. For example, in one supplication of him, we have that Allahumma a'idhu min sharri kulli baghin wa tagh. O Allah, protect him from all transgressors, from all evildoers, wa min sharri jami'i khalqik, wa ihfadhu min bayni yadayhi wa min khalfi. O Allah, protect him from all evil people who want to hurt Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, and protect him from, from all sides of Imam al-Mahdi, and, you know, safeguarding from enriching any danger and evil to him.
These are prayers and salutations that we have been ordered to recite, right?
To recite, yes, for the safeguard of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. وَحْرُسْهُ وَمْنَأْهُ مِنْ أَنْ يُوصَلَ إِلَيْهِ بِسُّءٍ. So protect him from reaching any kind of, you know, danger to him. So you can easily understand that from these supplications, that still Imam al-Mahdi, there is a possibility and potentiality of reaching some danger to him, right, from transgressors.
Well, then okay? He wouldn't have been hidden if everything was safe.
Exactly, exactly. Maybe one of the main philosophies of the occultation of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam is feeling danger from some transgressor and evildoers.
Right.
And because many people still, we can understand that many people, they cannot stand Imam al-Mahdi and his justice, okay?
Of course.
And because of that, they want to threaten his life and to, you know, injure this great personality and divine Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. وَانْصُرْ نَاصِرِيهُ وَاخْضُ الْخَاذِلِيهُ. Oh Allah, support those people who want to support Imam al-Mahdi and to, you know, disgrace those people who want to hurt him. وَقْسِمْ بِهِ جَبَابِرَةَ الْكُفْرِ. Those people who are the kind of leaders of the transgressors, okay, evildoers. Some people who are جَبَابِرَةَ الْكُفْرِ. They are leaders of the unbelief. They right. are head of the injustice. Those the people, leaders. Yes, exactly. Right. Those people who want to cause, you know, hurt for Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam. وَقْتُلْ بِهِ الْكُفَّارَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَجَمِيعَ الْمُلْحِدِينَ. Those unbelievers, hypocrites, okay, and those transgressors who want to fight Imam al-Mahdi, oh Allah, safeguard him. وَأَدْهِرْ بِهِ الْأَرْضَ عَدْلًا. Because of him, spread justice all over the world.
Right.
Okay. So I think we can easily understand that why we pay charity on behalf of Imam al-Mahdi.
It's for these purposes, right?
Yes. Why we want to, you know, pray for the, you know, reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi and the safeguarding of him, because of these dangers that are, you know, all around him.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear Sheikh, some might say that we today in this age, we have countries now, whole communities of Shia Muslims, like in Iran, in Iraq, Lebanon, in Syria, Shia communities who say that they are able to, or we believe we are able to, protect the Imam from any harm and any danger. We have armies, weapons, some advanced technology. Why does not the Imam reappear?
You know that for the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, first of all, it is by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned the exact time for the arrival and actually for the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi, for the advent of Imam al-Mahdi publicly.
So it's not the Imam who decides when he wants to reappear.
It is exactly, you know, in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only he knows when it is a proper time for the advent of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. But of course, for the people who are the staunch followers of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, we have a lot of, you know, people, many people, alhamdulillah, by, you know, thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are advocates of Imam al-Mahdi. They are real Shia of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. But still, for the spreading justice all over the world, he needs many other staunch followers. Okay.
Right.
You know, we cannot say that by, for example, some people, even, of course, maybe there are many people, but still Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, he demanding for many other people for spreading justice all over the world. You see that we have different countries, different territories, so it requires many people.
Of, right.
You see, many people should be supporters and the staunch followers of Imam al-Mahdi who are ready to sacrifice whatever they have for the sake of the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi. People like the companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, who sacrificed even their blood for the sake of Imam al-Hussein. So he required, you know, plenty of people who are like the companions of Imam al-Hussein to spread justice all over the world. But I think still we do not have such people in this huge amount for spreading justice all over the world.
Because we do have a narration, a authentic narration, I might add, that as soon as the number of the supporters of the Imam reached 313, if I'm correct, he will reappear.
About the number of 313, there are main leaders of the army of Imam al-Mahdi, the last savior of humanity, not the total number. We have some numbers. I do not want to go to the detail of these narrations, but these numbers, 313, referring to the, as I said, main, you know, heads of the army of Imam al-Mahdi. But how about other members and soldiers of him who are ready to sacrifice whatever belonging they have for the sake of the advent of Imam al-Mahdi all over the world? So the world should be to come to kind of understanding, you know, all people, all generation, they have to come to kind of understanding that they need a savior who rescue them from this injustice, which is dominating all over the world. And when all people actually, you know, understand this idea and we have global preparation for the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and all the world looking for the advent of a, you know, a savior, in that time, Imam al-Mahdi, inshallah, is actually, you know, at the time, maybe, you know, for the arrival of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam.
So, dear Sheikh, you said that he would reappear at the time that there is a whole global preparation, as you said. So that means that every single one or every single person living around the globe has to wish for the reappearance of the Imam, for him to reappear?
You know, generally speaking, I want to say that not to, you know, each and every individual.
Right.
But generally speaking, all people, they are, you know, let's say,
when they seek justice, I think.
Yeah, they bored of injustice. They bored of the, you know, all this kind of inequality and injustice. And they are looking and waiting for the arrival of the, let's say, a savior.
Savior. Not necessarily, they do not necessarily call him or know him by the name we call him, al-Mahdi. They might have another name for him.
Exactly, yes.
But what you're saying, we will reach a stage in the world where more and more people globally, they would call for justice.
And they are ready to sacrifice for the, and to sacrifice the belonging for the sake of justice.
Right. So that
for
also
the
means
savior.
That they're not necessarily Shia Muslims, right?
Yes, of course, they can be, you know, Muslim, they can be, you know, justice seeker, and they can be from any religion, of course,
right.
Yes. They can be from any divine religion, but after all, they're looking for real justice, okay?
Right.
They want to get rid of this injustice and these tyrannical regimes, you know,
right,
which are dominating different countries. If this global preparation and, you know, be arrive, and many people that are ready to, you know, be soldiers of Imam al-Mahdi, last savior of humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of the savior.
May Allah hasten his reappearance. Dear Sheikh, I thank you for your time and for joining us today, and also thank the dear listeners for tuning in to this interesting session. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة علي وحسين وحسن